Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra's Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
The food company Purdue Farms announced last week it will offer so-called 6-7 chicken nuggets, even though everybody who thought 6-7 was funny is now too old for chicken nuggets.
Yeah. I did notice when I was in and out at In-N-Out the other day, though, they skipped 67 because we are roughly in that area for calling out numbers, and they must still see it's a burden to their restaurant.
Is that still a thing among the youngsters, or is that just here today, gone today?
My kids would roll their eyes at it, but I think that, like, if you're me, if you're like a parent trying to amuse your children, you might still go there.
Yeah, I came across a similar vein think piece about the incredible damage the short video scrolling does to your brain, but like really philosophical about it.
Ooh, I would be into that.
I mean, and not like in a navel-gazing way. It has to do with the fact that the way we as human beings perceive our reality is, maybe I shouldn't even delve into this because it's so well-written and I'll do a poor job, but when you walk into a room, you see a series of stories. You don't just see individual objects. You see people and the surroundings and the objects there, and you understand in a fairly complex way the story that's unfolding in front of you, or multiple stories. And that from the time we're little children up until, like, last week, our whole lives were about complete stories. Well, even little children's stories that you read to your kids before bed has an introduction, a plot, a resolution, that sort of thing, a moral, perhaps. And these videos are just blurbs of blips of action.
That was funny. The guy hit his head.
And there's, like, no story. There's just a moment over and over again, and how that's terrible for your attention span in a way that's a lot more, well, I think you're getting the idea. It's a lot more than just, oh, my gosh, it seems hard to read books now. You're actually reforming your mind.
Are you susceptible to that sort of thing?
I don't do it. I really look at it as a danger.
Oh, I know it's a danger, but, man, I'm susceptible to it, and I hate it. Like, I'll go to YouTube for a specific thing, like piano lesson on a particular song. But the YouTube algorithm with its shorts opens up and starts playing automatically, and there's a highlight from an athlete it knows I like or a musician it knows I like, and it's amazing how often it hooks me. Because it's just 30 seconds, 45 seconds of this great guitar solo it knows I like from previous stuff, or this sports moment or political moment or whatever. It's so good at figuring. Same with Instagram. If I open Instagram, it hits me with, oh, wow, here's Steely Dan doing something. And I mean, it just knows. Right. And I think, well, it's just a second. And the next thing you know, a half hour's gone by. It is like the freaking worst drug, most addictive drug ever.
Right, right.
I just can't even open them.
Designed by the most brilliant minds of our time. Right, yeah. I guess it's probably because I'm so annoyingly contrary that I know what they're doing and I hate it, so I won't indulge myself.
Well, it's an interesting thing in that it used to be a joke. Back in the 90s, I guess, early 2000s, you know, you got 150 channels and you just keep flipping through and can't find anything interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to find something interesting. You're sitting there on the couch, you got a little time, you've decided to dedicate to watching television, and you can't find anything interesting. Now it's the opposite problem. Every single channel has got something that you have already designated as among your most favorite things to watch. Mm-hmm. And every channel is that, and it's... And then sometimes I have the, well, I'm going to spend a half hour of my life amused and happy. Is that a bad thing after having worked all day long? But it never feels satisfying in any way. Afterwards.
Oh, that's an interesting insight. Yeah. Yeah. It's amusing, but then when it's over, you feel, well, unsatisfied.
Yeah, I feel, because sometimes I convince myself, what's the harm here? Good Lord, enjoy some comedy bits from comedians you like or whatever it's feeding me. But at the end, I'm always unhappy that I did it. Always.
Wow. Wow. Super interesting. Any thoughts on that? Drop us a note. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. I find this stuff absolutely fascinating. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Or if email ain't your style, why don't you text us? 415-295-KFTC. That's 415-295-KFTC.
And then, of course, imagine if you've come to it as a 11-year-old or whatever without ever knowing any other life or having anything to compare it to, then of course you're perfectly fine just scrolling through it 8 hours a day or whatever those numbers are on TikTok that are horrifying.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so a couple of different stories slash topics that are maybe tangentially political, but mostly about dollars and cents and that sort of thing. I found this very, very interesting, Biz Journals, with an analysis of the various billionaires' taxes that are being proposed or enacted in really all the blue states, where they are just, the state budgets have metastasized in, like, California and New York, for instance, but the politicians say we need way, way more money. So they're trying to come up with more ways to tax, and demonizing the wealthy is just super popular in politics. Politics of envy, they've called it forever. But an interesting analysis from Biz Journals, the long and short of it is that your big dollar philanthropic efforts, your billionaires and multimillionaires who support your local symphony, opera, libraries, aid to the poor, there are a thousand different examples. Their giving tends to skew substantially local. They've found, for instance, that generous donors to your alma mater, say your university, that giving grows and intensifies the closer you are geographically to that university. I went to Illinois, I ended up in California, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I remember it, but who cares? If you live in Champaign-Urbana, for instance, you're much more likely to kick them a little bit of money. Why not? You're part of the whole community.
Well, your and local so, little venue for art, or there's all kinds of things everybody can name in every town, has got somebody's name on it.
Oh, yeah. The government community theater, everything. Yeah.
The government didn't make them do that.
Right.
They just did it.
Here it is. A 2025 Bank of America study of private philanthropy found that 79% of affluent donors gave locally. 79%. And research consistently shows that donors at all income levels are most likely to give to local causes. So as you drive all the billionaires and multimillionaires out of California, out of New York, out of the blue states, giving to charities will dry up.
No, that's true, and people should be aware of it. I almost hate making this argument, though. Because in my world, if you're spending all your money on chocolate pies, you get to keep it.
Right. I agree.
But it's worth knowing that you're also, you know, building an art center and a hospital and all these different things. But it's your money. And I don't, just because you got really wealthy, I don't get to take a whole bunch of it.
Just because I want it. Right. Two little bits of analysis. Number one, the public employee unions that are sponsoring these tax drives, they don't care. They don't give a crap about anything but their coffers. They make quasi-moral arguments about income inequality and the rest of it. It's just a grift. All they want is money, and they don't care about anything else. Second thing is, the only reason I brought this is that I think there are a lot of people who are just kind of half paying attention that thinks, yeah, these people do have a tremendous amount of money, and we're short of tax dollars, so, yeah, let's go ahead and stick it to them. And pointing out that, yeah, charitable giving is going to get decimated in your area. I don't know. Maybe it'll make them think.
Plus, the amounts never add up. The math doesn't work. You can tax all the billionaires. It doesn't even come close to closing whatever deficit you have federally or in your state.
Right, right. And the idea that a one-time tax could do anything and do any good structurally is hilarious. But again, the unions make that argument knowing, hey, we'll get a one-time giant truckload of cash dropped off at our front doors. That's all we want. That's all we care about.
One time.
Right. Well, yeah, that too. This, I'm not sure we really have time to get into this, maybe later, but there is a couple of home distiller cases, people brewing their own whiskey at home, specifically, that could well end up upending a lot of absolutely terrible precedents on the Commerce Clause at the Supreme Court. The huge overreach that began in, when was it, 1942, Wickard v. Filburn, infamous case in which the Supreme Court said a farmer growing wheat to feed his own livestock might have a tangential effect on the interstate market, so the government can regulate his growing of wheat to feed his own livestock. A wild abuse of the Commerce Clause, which grants federal government the right to regulate commerce between the states, as it's put. And that kind of built, set of precedents built on that idiotic case. But home distillers might be tearing that down, and I can explain how in a little bit. After a word from our friends at Incogni.
Yeah, we've been talking about for years. Is there something that can be done about all the spam texts, emails, and calls you get? Why can't we stop this? Can they write a law or whatever? I don't know. Maybe they'll have a law someday. But for now, it's Incogni. Incogni is the answer to this problem for you.
Yeah, it's so tough to enforce the laws. They try, but it's weak. So each scam text, spam call, sketchy email with your name starts the same way. Somebody found you on a data broker site. So what do? You disappear.
Yeah, Incogni can actually go onto all those data, you know, hard drives and everything that's got all your data stored there, and they can force them by law to take it off there. You're going to see a reduction in the number of spam texts, calls, and emails really, really fast when you sign on to Incogni.
Both using it, we've both seen a difference. They can't spam you if they can't find you. Right now, get 60% off with an exclusive deal at Incogni.com/Armstrong. Go to Incogni.com/Armstrong. Take back your privacy. That's Incogni.com/Armstrong. And the last thing I wanted to bring to you, where did it go? Oh, from the Department of Bad Ideas. This is politics. Well, I started. Worried about U.S. democracy, astronauts are launching a political nonprofit. New nonpartisan group of NASA veterans says it will advocate for rule of law and score political candidates on civic responsibility. And if you read into this account, happens to be in the Wall Street Journal. Again, it's a mix of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, but it's more than 100 former NASA astronauts have formed essentially a political action committee.
What is their topic? Their main topic?
Well, like I said, the rule of law and civic responsibility.
I smell some particular issue that they're into.
In an open letter to the American people, the group states, quote, "For decades, we've seen a steady erosion of our founding values and principles that weakens our democratic systems." I would agree with them completely.
Sure.
"The result has been political polarization and subversion of key constitutional and institutional norms, including bipartisan cooperation, executive constraint, and judicial independence." I would agree with all of that. Without naming President Trump or other officials, the group promises, quote, "to take officials to task when they ignore the rule of law or distort or disregard the facts."
Okay, well, I wish you luck, because the first time you flex your muscles on this, people are going to deem you that side, and then you're doomed.
Garrett Reisman, age 58, registered Democrat and one of the group's co-founders, said he decided to start the organization last year after the conduct he saw while witnessing an immigration raid at a local car wash.
There you go.
Quote, "What I saw seemed to me just fundamentally un-American. It seemed to me more like I was used to seeing when I lived in Russia, where basically the security services can act with impunity."
Okay, that's fine if you do that, but then you come out really strong against what Virginia did yesterday in redistricting. Need to see you working both sides of the aisle here.
And you've just politicized astronauts.
Right, right.
Leading to exactly what you're decrying. Increased partisan, you know, polarization and subversion of working across the aisle and stuff.
Should have left you up there.
Everything. Oh, boy, that's strong. Everything doesn't have to be political. Okay? Go into space. Come back. Tell us about the moon rocks. All right?
Shot you into space once. We didn't have to bring you back.
Fair warning.
We got Monica's thong, what it did for America, among other things, coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Imagine walking into your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, get this. A Carnival cruise passenger just won a $300,000 lawsuit for claiming that the ship's staff served her 14 tequila shots in the span of 8 hours. Carnival's like, how else are we going to kill the norovirus?
We talked about this. This is a woman actually local to where we broadcast from. I'm horrified by this. I was wondering when we talked about this the other day, what percentage of Americans say, oh, that makes sense, they shouldn't have given her so much booze? And what percentage of Americans say, you ordered them, it's on you.
Right. Nobody made you drink them.
You have a guess? Where we are as a nation on that sort of topic?
I don't.
Personal responsibility versus it's clearly somebody else's fault.
I think probably 60-40 the wrong way, if I have to guess. 60-40 the bad way.
I'll bet you're right. And those of us who have, you know, bellied up to the bar and stood there longer than we should have, who has ever, me and none of my friends who have gotten way drunker than we should have, as far as I know, have ever even contemplated the idea that the problem was with the bartender or the bar?
I know, it's absurd.
For how drunk I got last night or what I did afterwards.
You know, as a people, we've been systematically trained away from self-reliance and being the captains of our own ship because it's not useful for leftist politics. In fact, it's like it's like rat poison to a rat, self-reliance to Marxism.
You're always talking about how weird it would be to be in someone else's brain. This mm-hmm. would be a really good example because if you go through life with the, well, I got really drunk last night and crashed my car or hit on somebody I shouldn't hit on or feel sick today or whatever, and so that the bar's fault or the bartender's fault, your view of the planet mm-hmm. on every issue, I'm guessing, is so much different than mine, it'd be like being a different species of person.
Michael?
I was going to say, how many people on that jury were drinkers?
I bet the defense selected very, very carefully for that. I'll bet you're right. You know, it strikes me that if you have that mindset, let me put it to you like this. If you're of our point of view, that you're the captain of your own ship, you need to take responsibility for your own actions, not only are you willing to accept that, you like that, how liberating would it be to never have to blame yourself for any of your stupid moves and screw-ups and failures?
Oh, yeah. So why do I think the way I think? This occurs to me a lot. When I was flat broke for a long time, never crossed my mind that it was anybody's fault, other than I didn't apply myself enough or choose the right line of work or whatever. Never crossed my mind that there was something wrong with our system. Or all kinds of different examples of I just never occurred to me to blame somebody else for the situation that I was in. I hope my kids have that same belief I have. I don't even know where I got it. I don't remember my parents specifically talking to me about it. So it must just kind of, through a bunch of different circumstances, you become aware as a kid that, oh, I don't get to blame this on somebody or something.
Nobody has to, like, lecture you about it because it's said 100 times in 100 different ways, like, every single day.
Must. Yeah.
Wow. Even our folk tales and traditional songs and everything, everything is about, you know, you're in charge of you, for good or bad. And we're losing that, I think. But, you know, fight against it. Teach your kids, folks.
Very troubling. So, one of the great what-ifs of history, if Monica Lewinsky hadn't worn the thong that day, sticking out of her skirt, how different could our, for instance, entitlement problem be? Gingrich and Clinton were working on that, and it got derailed by a hot chick. So, according to some. Katie, why'd you make that face? Huh? What was that? Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-869-2045 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-869-2045. That's 800-869-2045. What do you have to lose? Call 800-869-2045. Again, 800-869-2045.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear ye good folk, you are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs at gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168 or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The build is happening.
That build starts with $12 billion to modernize air traffic control, with upgrades now underway to radios, radars, and safety systems. The next step, an AI system merging airlines' flight schedules with FAA systems to cut airport delays.
The software will say, well, listen, we can see this 45 days out. Let's move some of those flights a little bit, and so then you're not delayed.
The software has a possible price tag of $6 to $10 billion.
AI is a tool, but we do not replace humans in how we manage the airspace. Am I going to replace a controller and have AI manage the airspace? The answer to that is hell no, that's not going to happen.
Oh, boy. So you had to answer the question for simpletons at the end, I guess.
Oh, goodness. 10 to 12 billion? What? Why?
Huh. Could AI do a better job of scheduling planes and figuring out how where they need to be when? I got to believe it can.
Yes. Yeah. I've talked to several friends who've had it, like, you put together a vacation plan, you know, as a travel agent, in essence, and it works wonderfully.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a schedule. It's a grid, you'd think. Yeah.
Huh. Katie, when I mentioned Monica Lewinsky being a hot chick, why did you burst out in laughing and roll your eyes? I'm just curious.
I didn't roll my eyes. It was just the way that you said it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very...
I can't remember the exact phrasing you used now, but...
So this book, which actually came out a while back, but is back in the news for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if they're going to make a musical out of it or what. But the
I'm in favor of that.
It's called The Pact, Bill Clinton, Newt Gingrich, and the Rivalry That Defined a Generation. And I guess they're, because of where we are with our entitlement programs, they're hinging on one particular chapter about how Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton were actually going to take a big swing at dealing with our Social Security Medicare problems, and like we're serious about it. And I read this chapter, and it really gets into weeds on the way in ways that you might not want to, but it's pretty interesting that all of their internal polling, for instance, their Clinton's pollster Mark Penn, who by the way has been writing great stuff about how we're on the right path with Iran and Trump is handling this the right way, Mark Penn,
really?
The Clinton administration. Anyway, Mark Penn had found that 73% of Democratic voters favored some sort of privatization of Social Security at that time. And obviously the Republicans did. And then a couple of other things, you know, in term, trying to fix Medicare. And it was all as usual, where you're going to have to do some raising of the ages and cutting of services and raising taxes and things that are easy for both sides to hate. And how Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich had come to trust each other and be friends over a long period of time, starting in a position of hating each other and not trusting each other at all, and grown over time to believe that the other person was serious. And all of these behind the scenes secret meetings they were having because of a word, you know how politics is now. It's worse now than it was then, but if word leaked out at all that Newt Gingrich was, you know, talking to Bill Clinton about giving on something, or Bill Clinton was talking to Newt about giving on something, they'd be destroyed. And so they had to keep it secret. And they had this plan to announce it at the State of the Union address with as I heard Bob Dole say one time, with we both have to have one foot in the canoe, where if the other guy jumps out, we all fall in, is the only way you can make these things work. But they were really, really serious about this in a way that could have, you know, fix this problem and set us on a path that would be completely different than anything that we've got now. And
worth
then
noting, the Clinton administration was the last time we had a balanced budget.
Right. Part Bill Clinton, part Newt Gingrich on that
right.
whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The details were going to be worked out in the end, which is always difficult, but the broad outlines are clear. Gingrich was willing to give up the tax cut that he had been demanding for a proposal that included private investment in Social Security. Bill Clinton was going to allow that to happen if Gingrich gave on a couple of his things. And so they actually were going to have a shot at this. And privatization of Social Security, imagine that. So the mid-90s is now 30 years ago. You could have had some of that money that is making no money, really, in a well, it doesn't exist anymore. It got spent. Your Social Security
money
got spent.
Yeah.
Could have been in some sort of market that, what would it be worth now, the money you put in Social Security 30 years later with what the market has done?
If you'd put every dime, instead of in Social Security, in an index fund, you would be vastly wealthier than you are right now, whoever you are.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Not even close.
Yep. But the government wouldn't have had the slush fund. That's why it's not going to pass now, and I hate to be discouraging, but if you still are under the impression that you give them the money and they hold it and invest it for you, No, they just spend it as fast as it comes in. Then they think, how the hell are we going to pay the people the money they got coming when they retire? I have no idea. We'll just print more.
What was interesting to me about this, reading this, is how much it comes down to two personalities often. You know, just like with the war, Trump's personality and whoever's in charge in Iran, or Putin and Trump or whatever. How often these big issues come down to two personalities. And the people around Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich were telling them that they were being played. You're going to agree to this, and Bill Clinton's going to come out and say, Newt Gingrich wants to privatize security, Social Security, and then, you know, throw you under the bus right before the midterms or whatever, and people were telling Newt the same thing, but they came to trust each other to where they could actually do this thing. And I don't know if that's even possible anymore for anybody to build that kind of trust. Anyway, I'll jump to the punchline, which we all know what the punchline is. Breaking news, early on Wednesday morning, January 21st of 1996, I think it was, Erskine Bowles, who was in charge of Bill Clinton's policy on this, arrived at his office in the White House at 7 a.m. and saw a daily briefing that included a Washington Post story about the president having an illicit affair with an unnamed White House intern. Bowles learned about it from that. Went into Bill Clinton's office. Bill Clinton said, Erskine, I want you to know this story is not true. Bowles believed him. We all know how that turned out. Newt Gingrich got tremendous pressure to jump on this affair immediately, and, you know, the rest is history. That was the breaking news of, oh, the president had an affair, we can damage him with this, ended any hope of reforming Social Security and Medicare in the way that we absolutely have to do to avoid disaster.
I'm back to thinking this system of government doesn't work anymore. And that was 30 years ago.
The twists and turns of history, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's our biggest financial problem.
Sure, that's the biggest threat. China, please. Not. No.
It might
no,
be
it's our
biggest
own fiscal insanity. Yeah.
It might not even be our biggest financial problem. It might be our biggest problem.
That's yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
And,
well, didn't the chairman of the Joint Chiefs a few years back say, this is the greatest existential threat to the United States, bar none, by far.
Right.
It's just tough to get people to pay attention or care.
How could we come that close once and it gets derailed by, you know, a BJ in a vestibule.
A star-struck horn dog of an intern and a horn dog of a president.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hillary weighs in.
I mean, that may be the all-time stupid and inconsequential derailing the incredibly serious and consequential in American history.
You're right.
There are probably other examples of it,
I don't know any. On how incredibly unimportant it is in the overall scheme of things. It's important to Hillary, obviously. But overall, the fact that President Bill Clinton had yet another affair versus the biggest problem we've got in America, getting solved.
Right. Yeah,
you're right. That might be the greatest mismatch of consequential and inconsequential ever.
Here's a counterfactual for you. Since the impeachment, which really was a waste of everybody's time and money, centered around the idea that he lied under oath, and the whole depends on what your definition of is, which actually was a better case than people give him credit for. But what was I going to say? Here's your counterfactual. What if, when he saw that headline, he'd said to both the musically named Erskine Bowles and America, after talking to Monica, saying, look, we've just got to say, yes, it happened. We're not terribly proud of ourselves. If he came out and said, it's true. It's absolutely true. I'm ashamed of myself. My whole life I've been prey to my own sexual desires in a way that I am not proud of. I apologize to Miss Lewinsky. I apologize to the nation. It was a lack of self-control, and I should be better. Period. Amen. William Jefferson Clinton.
Probably would have weathered the storm. The truth came out anyway.
Right. Right. We wouldn't have had the delightful Linda Tripp tapes.
Oh, Monica.
Guess what I said?
Right.
I love you. It's worse than that. Oh, Monica. I love you, butthead. Oh, Monica.
What a twit.
I don't know. I read the full length of that article, and it was so depressing.
Yeah.
How is that even possible? It's almost like I was going to go to medical school, become a doctor, and be rich for the rest of my life, but I got a speeding ticket on the way to the concert.
You know, I was just going to say, you send your husband or brother or whomever to go buy Apple stock in 1992, and they got hungry and stopped at a burger stand and forgot and lost the money. I mean, it's like, what? Oh, boy, what is he going to do?
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, I know.
Dang it! Will we ever get to a place where that could even get started again? Because it can't with Trump. They hate him too much.
And there's too much money being raised on hating him. Oh, see, that's the problem. That's another unrecognized... are we supposed to be doing an important commercial message here, Mike?
We are.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me get to that, then, my fabulous point that I'm sure I was about to make. A word from our friends at Trust and Will. Speaking of being an adult and doing what you need to do, you know you need a trust and or will to dictate your desires for your assets, for your house, for the care of your minor children, if you have minor children. You got to do this. And Trust and Will offers affordable attorney-designed estate plans online that you can create in as little as 30 minutes.
Your picture going to a bunch of meetings with a bunch of paperwork and all this sort of stuff, maybe? How about an easy-to-use website? Trust and Will's platform makes it so easy to create your will or trust online. They've got the format already down. It's so fast. In as little as 30 minutes, you could create a will legally, like this is the real thing will, that lets you document your wishes for guardians, asset distribution, and healthcare planning. How amazing is that?
They have attorneys to help you, and it's state-specific, of course. Trust and Will, affordable estate plans, priceless peace of mind. Go to trustandwill.com/Armstrong. Get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/Armstrong. Again, 20% off. Get 20% off at trustandwill.com/Armstrong. Golly gee, what were we talking about?
I was going to get my cancer treatment, but I didn't pay my cable bill, so it got canceled. I mean, I don't know. I can't come up with any other examples of anything this minor to this importance.
Junior needed a bookmark for their book, for the book report, so I gave them the winning lottery ticket. Then they lost it. Sorry. But you couldn't just find a scrap of, like, a yeah. So, can we ever get back to any sort of bipartisanship? Oh, that's right. That's what I was going to say. And, you know, it's funny how few people are aware of this. Small dollar online donations have perverted American politics far beyond what corporate giving ever could have. The whole dark money thing that Democrats used to decry, and now they use more dark money than Republicans. Follow the money.
Let me throw out one optimistic note that I would hope. Since so many people are leaving the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and calling themselves independents, I wonder if it's possible that that whole you can't be seen talking to the enemy thing will go away, because there's so many people that aren't beholden to either party because they're disgusted by them, that if they see Mike Johnson, well, he won't be Speaker of the House at the time, but in theory, Mike Johnson, the Republican Speaker of the House, talking to President Rahm Emanuel and trying to work out a deal, and you don't, like, you know, decide, oh, he's a traitor, that whole
right.
thing.
Will there be more interest and more donations toward, hey, let's do this, as opposed to, how dare you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that impulse is there, and it's growing. But will it reach critical mass? I don't know. We'll all find out together.
God, I hope. A lot on the way, stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
So you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
There is an a worse organization in America, perhaps, than the Southern, what is it called? Southern Poverty Law Center and their lying crap for decades that the mainstream media has taken as 100% sincere. Well, man, did a story break on them yesterday that we'll get into in hour three.
Oh, yeah, finally that force for evil and racism is going to be brought down, or so it would seem, stay with us. So, crime doesn't pay is the old saying, or at least it used to be. Crime does pay, you just have to pick the right crime, I think. And I've got a couple of stories on crime coming up next hour, but I thought it was interesting. The Journal ran these stories like 2 days apart. Violent Colombian gang, ELN, runs the Venezuela cocaine trade that Trump vows to end. And then I think it was a couple days earlier, how a Brazilian prison gang became a global cocaine power. These are two different things, one in Brazil, one in Venezuela. But now they're each operating in, like, you know, a few to 21 countries, something like that, in the case of the Brazilian prison gang, which is actually kind of an interesting criminal enterprise in that they believe in keeping a low profile, keep the violence to a minimum. Violence draws attention. We don't want that. We're business people. But they're operating all over the Americas and in Europe now. which brings us to this. Also in the Wall Street Journal, how cybercrime became a leading industry in Scambodia, as it's being called now. Crime syndicates in Cambodia control corrupt officials. They enslave workers and fleece victims worldwide. There is a giant, very Trumpian-looking, like gold-hued skyscraper rising in Phnom Penh, the capital of Cambodia.
I'll take your word for it.
It is owned by a Chinese fellow by the name of Xu Aimin, 64-year-old China-born convict and casino mogul, who has shielded himself from law enforcement through his political connections. He is like one of the magnates of the scam operations that have cropped up across Cambodia. And he's making so much money, he's building the highest skyscraper in the country. Scam compounds, some the size of small towns, have housed enslaved workers doing the grunt work of online scams, posing as love interests, investors, or police. Predominantly Chinese syndicates operating in Cambodia have grown so enormous in scale that some foreign politicians refer to the country of 18 million as Scambodia, as we mentioned. These are the people calling you constantly, texting you constantly, emailing you constantly, incogni.com/Armstrong. And they're in bed with the government of Cambodia. I mean, they are, in terms of the Cambodian economy, like, I don't know, banking is to the United States. It's become that big, and they're that protected. Cambodian officials deny complicity with transnational scam syndicates. What? Scams in Cambodia? Why, I never...
Sort of thing that obviously was not possible at all pre-internet age for some little country on the other side of the world to get involved in fleecing Americans.
Yeah.
It'd be impossible.
Yeah. So they looked into legal filings, Cambodian corporate records, and sanctions from the U.S. and other countries. They document the infiltration of Cambodia's ruling class by online scam networks. Wall Street Journal interviewed more than a dozen men and women who worked in Cambodian scam operations, as well as law enforcement officials, activists helping enslaved workers. They actually are slaves, held against their will, beaten and tortured if they don't, you know, stick to the scamming and get enough done. And former executives and companies associated with alleged cybercrime activities.
Would you rather have to pick cotton or send out spam emails?
I don't know. I've not really picked cotton.
Or build railroads.
Sitting at a computer terminal versus being out in the hot sun, I'd probably take the scamming.
I suppose. Although I like the outdoors.
Americans alone lost $10 billion to online fraud originating from Southeast Asia in 2024 alone.
Wow. What is it mostly? I don't know that I've ever lost a dollar, I don't think. So, what is it mostly?
I don't know exactly. It's bilking people out of their bank accounts. The love interest thing, hey, you know, we're really hitting it off online. I need $200 because my plane ticket got lost. That sort of thing is rampant.
Wow. Don't do that. Don't send them the money.
Armstrong and Getty. You know, for a long time, home security has meant expensive monthly fees and contracts that lock you in for years. Well, that's why I chose SimpliSafe.
You can customize your entire system in minutes, and when it arrives a few days later, the app-guided setup makes it so easy you'll have the system live in less than an hour.
I couldn't love SimpliSafe more, and right now our listeners can get 50% off a new system by visiting SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. 50% off a new system. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
In today's fast-moving job market, staying ahead means keeping your skills sharp. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we help keep your capabilities cutting edge with our skills-based education programs designed to move your career forward. Explore more than 135 degrees and certificates in business, cybersecurity, and more. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.